Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The next week or so, some of you already have heard it. I'm talking about Ben McCollum.
Oh, Northwest Missouri State.
43 years old.
I understand he's a Drake now.
Yeah, no, you're good. That's part of the story, though, right? He was at D2, Northwest Missouri State, had great success there. Takes the Drake job after Drake's old coach is now the head coach at West Virginia. He takes Drake to a regular season Valley Crown. They win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis this past Sunday. So they get the auto bid. They don't have to sweat out the bubble, which, yes, for that conference, even at 30 wins, they would have been sweating a little bit. And now there's a report from Jeff Goodman that he is potentially a leading candidate for the Indiana job. So for starters, I'll get to Indiana in a second. For starters, what an amazing story. This is one of the coolest rises we have ever seen for a coach.
So fast.
11 months ago, he's up in Maryville, Missouri, and now he's taken a team to an NCAA tournament with a lot of the same players from Northwest Missouri State at Drake now, and he's in line to potentially get the job at Indiana. Like that's just remarkable. The guy can clearly coach, and it should be a reminder for people that say, oh, you know, D2, you know, the upgrade. I understand it didn't work out for Missouri when Kim Anderson went to Mizzou. That was a disaster.
That went bad.
But the name escapes me. There's the Texas Tech head coach. He was a D2 guy way back when as well, and he's obviously doing great things for Texas Tech now. So maybe this is a wake-up call for athletic directors in different parts. My question for him is going to be...
Grant McCasland.
Thank you. At Texas Tech, yes. So, Indiana, this is not meant to be a shot at Drake or Ben McCollum. I just told you, I think he's doing a hell of a job. The fact that Indiana is having him as a leading candidate, it's another reminder that Indiana is so far off of what they were. Look, ultimately, you want to hire the right guy, and Ben McCollum might be the right guy. It's just that a Duke, a Kansas, a Kentucky, those schools where Indiana used to be part of that conversation, they would just never hire a guy who's only coached in the NCAA
or the D1 State level, I should say.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Doesn't mean that it's a shot at anybody. It's just that's another sign of how far off Indiana is that they are potentially going to hire him. Now, he might be that dude, and he ends up just having great success in what Indiana has. Would you take the Indiana job if you were him?
Yes, because if I take that job and it works, I might be coaching Kentucky in like 5 years, like,
or Kansas.
Like, I'm no, not kidding. That trajectory is so fast that if he takes the Indiana, and I know it's crazy, it's like, hey man, maybe you shouldn't just leave every year. And it speaks to his recruiting level because he just took the kids from Northwest Missouri State, threw them into Division I basketball. They immediately were a 30-win caliber team who's going to the NCAA tournament with the same D2 kids he was coaching at Northwest Missouri State. So like, if he could turn Indiana, he can just flat coach. Yeah. So if he could take Indiana and make them a perennial tournament team for 3 or 4 years in a row, then he's going to get a blue blood. Yeah. Like, he's going to get a blue blood job.
He's only 43.
That's part of the reason I'd take the job. Now, maybe would I be tempted to just be like, a couple years at Drake? The problem is if you do a couple years at Drake, you risk the Shaka Smart triangle where you want to be like peak powers and then go take a big boy job like he got Texas and it didn't work out. Now he's coaching.
He's doing
well
very
again.
Well at Marquette. It's perfect for him there.
He's found like a level of basketball where he's perfect to recruit and play and coach at. He might get another big boy job. Marquette's a great job. But
I think he'll stay. I think Marquette, I think he learned his lesson. Like, Texas was not for him.
Yeah, for him. But so like, if he continues this trajectory, Ben McCollum might end up as a, I mean, he might get,
that's just an awesome story.
Yeah. It's a huge job.
It's awesome. Honestly, it's pretty wild. And heck, this is before they've even played a tournament game. Let's just say Drake wins a game or two in the next week, next Thursday or Friday.
Fully capable.
And they're definitely capable. I don't know exactly where they'll be seated, but they're going to be a team that I promise you, no matter who they play, they will be one of the sexy upset picks. I don't even know. I don't even have to know who they're playing. I can promise you, you will hear the minute the bracket comes out Sunday.
I like Drake to get 2D.
Watch out. That's Drake squad. That's going to be the sexy pick everybody has winning their first round game.
I did not go to IU. I went to Butler, and it's always fun to make fun of IU because a ton of my friends went there. They wanted me to go there with them. I was like, no, I'm not going to IU like the rest of you guys. I like to make fun of IU, of course. But if he gets IU to be good, I don't think he would ever leave because Indiana would keep on paying him the money. If he got Indiana being back to where, let's say Tom Crean, of course Tom Crean can coach as well as
TV nowadays.
But he got them to be number one in the country, you know, with Victor Oladipo, Cody Zeller, and those guys. If Ben McCollum got them to that point where they're top 10 regularly, I don't think Indiana would let him leave because if Kansas offers him whatever, Indiana's like, hey, we'll give you an extra 10. It doesn't matter. We'll give you the lifetime contract.
Do you think
when Indiana is at its peak, I want to make sure that I say this. They're not as good as Kansas from a historical perspective. However, they are as big as Kansas basketball if Indiana basketball is good.
Yeah, the only
you
thing
mean like is, in the is, state?
Oh,
or in general, because in general, I think that ship is long.
Yeah, it's been 30 years, dude.
I'm saying when they're good, if he can get them to be consistently good, they are as popular, as hated as Kansas basketball.
Not anymore.
Can be.
Not anymore. Nobody cares. Like when you come to the big bad villain,
in the state, of course, yes.
You got to be relevant. You got to be relevant for way longer. They haven't been relevant in so long. Not consistently relevant. I'm not saying they haven't been to an NCAA tournament.
They haven't done anything in the tournament because
they haven't.
Tom Crean.
He was great in Shawshank Redemption, though. He was really good in that movie.
Tom Crean's a great recruiter. That's why he got good classes. But
he looks just like Andy Dufresne, for those that are wondering what
anyways, talking about. Maybe that's just me in the home roots of Indiana being like, yeah, it's as big of a deal. But
I think that's what
I really think that in
home cooking.
It is Indiana basketball being good. It's like the Lakers in Indiana basketball being good is good for college basketball.
Since 2000, Indiana,
they've been bad.
Did go, of course, in 2002 to a national championship game. Since 2002, their deepest run has
been Sweet 16.
Sweet 16, won two times.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just irrelevant. That's 30 years. I mean, everybody who's 25 years, anybody who's watched those teams now doesn't care. Like there's not anyone under the age of 30 who realizes or 40 they realized Indiana was like a once proud.
And maybe
program.
This is an age thing too. This is though like why I think what Cody and I are saying is like since I've been born, Indiana has been to two Final Fours. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's no, it. They've been to two Final Fours, and I'm 34 years old. Like you can't be a blue blood anymore and all that or in that same category.
No, I'm
of
saying
that.
If he gets them to be good and they're in for like two or three seasons in the top 10 consistently, they make a run to the Elite Eight or something.
He probably is getting a blue blood job.
And it's Drew's saying that they're just going to pay him.
Indiana becomes a blue blood if they go. It is that fast with Indiana basketball. It's that fast.
I still think there are 20 jobs at least that you would leave Indiana for. I'd leave for UConn, Kansas, North Carolina.
The best comp you can give.
There's a bunch of jobs.
The text line's right.
The best comp is from a texter. I appreciate this. It sounds, Indiana basketball is Nebraska football.
Very similar.
Bingo. Yeah. Spot on. Same deal.
And the same thing. It's like if you got Nebraska really good, there are 30 jobs you'd leave Nebraska for. And that's not like now. Just now. Not ever. Yeah. But like now, unless you really ponied up the dough, if the SEC came calling, at least you're in the Big Ten, so maybe that'd be different. But there are jobs that are just bigger than Indiana.
Nebraska's also in the Big Ten, which is still nuts to think about. Maybe they should go back to the Big 12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.